Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, the over has hit. Fred Davis is not in the studio. He must still be in his car searching through all the papers, rustling through his car to find the week 8 picks, just to find that I beat him this week in picks. So I'm feeling pretty good. Kevin, you're under hit. How are you feeling after Fred Davis is still in the car?
I think he's still in the elevator. I think from this point on, maybe y'all should take a picture of the picks that y'all make so that way y'all have them.
It would be smart, huh?
For future reference. But then again, we wouldn't have the content of Fred trying to rush to his truck and back within a give or take 5-minute break. So win-win, I guess.
Well, why Fred's doing that, I want to give you guys a little bit of fantasy notes. These are the quarterbacks that have played against the Cowboys and what their fantasy numbers look like in case you're trying to stream a quarterback. Jalen Hurts. You found it? Fred Davis walked into the studio empty-handed. Jalen Hurts, 24 points. Russell Wilson, 31 points. Caleb Williams, 29 points. Jordan Love, 26 points. Justin Fields, 25 points. Bryce Young, 19 points. Jaden Daniels, 17 points. He left in the third quarter. And Bo Nix, 24 points. So if you're wondering if you need a quarterback to play this week, just throw in Kyler Murray, who has never lost in the state of Texas, and he'll be playing the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football at AT&T. It'll be a world-class spectacle. We'll have all of our eyeballs glued onto 972. Y'all could just rewatch the show from last Tuesday. I guess technically we could just throw that on. We'll just.
No, I've got it.
Fred says he's got it. He doesn't have his mic on, so none of you guys heard that, but he says he's got it. 940, I picked up Kyler, starting him this week. You're a smart man. Fantasy has been kind of weird. Tucker Kraft is the tight end one. Jake Ferguson is the tight end two, just like everyone predicted in the offseason.
Thanks for the nothing burger, Jake Ferguson.
Yeah, he scored zero last week. Drake May, quarterback two. George Pickens, wide receiver three. Now, if you were a ball knower and you listened to Fan After Dark, you knew that was going to happen. Javonte Williams, running back four. Daniel Jones, QB five. And for those who have never played fantasy, the number I'm giving it to is where they rank in their position. So tight end one would be the number one out of all tight ends. Fantasy points would be in Tucker Kraft. Emeka Buka, wide receiver six. I'm not going to spend much time on that. You already know how I feel about that. Michael Pittman, wide receiver seven. Just like Fred was besmirching him, but he's wide receiver seven. Keenan Allen, wide receiver eight. Didn't even have a job like 3 weeks until the season started. Enrico Dowdle, running back 14. A reminder that nobody knows anything prior to the season, which is true. And speaking of nobody knows anything, Fred Davis is shaking a paper in the fan cam.
Let me tell you something.
What did you find there, buddy?
What do you mean what did I find? I found my week 8 pick sheet. All right. I told you I had it. You know what threw me off? It's been in front of me. You know the old, you guys ever heard the saying, if it was a snake, it would have bit you? Anybody? So apparently, because we're moving locations, and we're actually the last show that you'll hear from 4131 Fitzhugh, North Central Expressway, will be this program a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
Right?
Our last show is a week from tomorrow?
Well, in the studio.
What happens after that? We're done? After Dark's done?
We go to the new building. We go to the new building after that. That said,
you know what I think we should have to do?
We're recycling paper. Let me finish this thought before you ramble off with whatever nonsense you're about to rattle off with. And so there's this printable PDF, whatever this nonsense is on the back of this. And maybe it was a two-sided deal. I don't know. But I kept seeing that and was like, oh, well, that's not it. And then I just flipped it over. Bada bing.
It's so small.
Bada boom. Okay. Okay. So back to what I was saying earlier where I was kicking Blake's ass 53-40. Let's pick back up where we left off there.
Okay.
But full disclosure with all this paperwork everywhere, Blake had himself a good week.
Thanks.
Okay. Blake had himself a good week. You got the scores up?
I do.
Okay.
I was going to say when we go to the new building, we should have to, every show should have to re-audition for their show since we're in a new building. What do you think about that?
I think it's one of the worst ideas I think you've had in a long time.
Like every Sean and RJ, show us why you want to be the morning show. And they got to do a pitch.
Nothing like being disrespected after being one of the best shows in America for 15 years. Okay, Minnesota Chargers. You and I both picked the Chargers in that. They beat the brakes off of them. You and I both got one right there.
Okay.
Atlanta. You and I both picked Atlanta. Wrong.
Atlanta lost 34-10.
Yeah, they got their ass beat. Cincinnati. You and I both picked Cincinnati.
They lost 39-38 to the Jets, so they did not cover.
Wrong on that one. Cleveland at New England. You picked New England. I believe they won that game, correct?
New England won 32-13. What was the spread?
7, so you're all over that one. You and I both picked the Giants.
Giants lost 38-20.
Okay. Buffalo at Carolina. Carolina was a 7-point favorite. Excuse me, 7-point dog. Why I forgot that Andy Dalton wasn't going to be playing. Blake picked Buffalo. Win for him. He's up 3-1 so far. Kicking ass, taking names. You took Baltimore -7. They beat the brakes off of Chicago, did they not?
They did. They won 30-16.
30-16. Blake's up 4-1. Okay, what a run he's on right now. San Francisco at Houston.
I picked the Niners.
You picked the Niners. Yeah, boy, Freddie D picked the Texans.
They win 26-15.
Okay, I'm finally back on the board. Blake 4-2. New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. I picked New Orleans.
I picked Tampa. They won 23-3.
It's a win for Blake. He's up 5-2. What was the Denver-Dallas spread? Do we remember?
They beat him by 20. So, did you pick Denver to cover?
No, I picked Dallas.
I don't remember. I think it was like 1.5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Dallas didn't cover.
You picked Denver, though.
Oh, I picked Denver?
Yeah. Remember, you picked Denver 28-27.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, you said you had them winning on a last-second field goal.
Well, then I didn't have them covering the spread then.
What's that?
Well, if I picked Denver 20-27, I didn't have them covering the spread then.
No.
I'll just take the L on that.
You take the L on that.
I picked Denver to win, but I didn't expect them to blow them out by 20. So.
You and I both picked Indianapolis -14.5.
They win 38-14.
Okay, so we both won on that one. You and I both picked Pittsburgh.
They did not. They lost 35-25.
We both picked Kansas City -12.5, and they did cover that. So nice little comeback.
What was the score?
7-4 was the week's results for Mr. Blake Elliott. So after that, Fred's now up 57-47.
Okay.
So still up by 10. Yeah. I mean, still up double digits.
Mm-hmm. Close the gap, though.
You know.
Close 13.
I mean, whatever helps you sleep at night. Yeah.
Did close the gap. I think that's a factual statement.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Slowly by surely, you're going to lose your lead by 3 every week.
Again, you'll probably get 3 right next week. So.
Okay. I mean, you're going to lose your lead, and then... you're going to have to dress up as Monica Lewinsky.
There will be no dressing up as Monica Lewinsky.
What are we going to have be the punishment after the season for whoever loses and whoever was the worst picker?
Just buy the other one a nice meal.
No. Boring.
Okay, well, I don't care then.
Boring.
I like a nice meal.
Okay, well, you can just get that because I'm your friend. I don't need that to be an end-of-the-year result. I need you to do something embarrassing, Fred.
I don't like doing embarrassing things.
Nobody does.
Well,
that's why it's a punishment.
But I don't have to do them. That's the difference.
Okay, you're right.
What do you want to do, Blake? Okay, what do you want to do? You know, let's do something embarrassing. Blake wants to do something embarrassing. Let's do something embarrassing. Okay, what are we doing? Something embarrassing.
I think you need to.
What do you mean, you? You're the one losing right now. So think about what you.
I have one.
What do you want to do?
I think you well, whoever the loser is has to go into a store, walk up to random people and say, my name is X from Fan After Dark, and then walk away.
That's not that bad, though. I would do that. Just
no,
for the heck of it.
I mean, I was going to say, I almost
but
do that
to
regularly.
To everybody
anyway.
That you see.
I kind of almost already do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And walk away.
Maybe we should.
And take their wallet. I'm sorry, I've said too much.
What about this? You only are wearing shorts because you don't want to get in trouble, of course. You got shorts on. Cover yourself in glue.
Okay, walk around. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to get a mental health hold at the same time, okay? What is wrong with you? Where does this come from? What? This dude said walk around in shorts and covered in glue.
You wouldn't want to lose, right? You'd be locked into the picks. You want to make sure that's not you to lose at the end of the season.
Yeah.
He'd show up. All right, I got the reports, the analytics.
Where'd he just come from? The casting couch. That's terrible.
You don't like that? What's
no,
a better
I don't.
Punishment?
I don't. I don't know. We'll think of something.
Loser has to shave their head. That's not that bad for Fred. That's way worse for me. Fred's already 90% of the way there.
That's
he
terrible.
Doesn't care. You had to shave your head and your beard if you lose. And your mustache.
No. I'm not doing all that. I'm not. I'll shave my head, but I'm not shaving my beard. I'm not doing that.
You got to shave all the hair off your body if you lose. You got to be a hairless mole rat. You got to be Arthur. An aardvark.
I don't think aardvarks are hairless, though.
Have you seen Arthur with any hair?
I feel like he's got like a few on the top of his head.
I
feel like he's already a hairy creature.
Let's look up Arthur. Has he got like a ball fade?
I feel like aardvarks do have hair. Look, I make no bones about the fact that, yes, my hair is not great, but I've also been told by a handful of different
barbers. I told you today
barbers.
It was good.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's doing okay.
Okay, here is Arthur with hair. I'm going to see if you can see this. Okay, you're just going to come over here? Here's Arthur with hair.
Okay, that's wild. That's
but he doesn't have hair, though.
But he doesn't have hair.
No.
Isn't he a hairy creature though? Doesn't as a creature he has hair.
Now the other right? characters in there do have hair, full heads.
What's Francine
had
with?
Some locks.
What's Francine working with? She got like orange hair.
It was brown with the little barrettes in it. Okay. I think we should just be cartoon characters.
What for Halloween? It's too late, man. Look, we're working with it's slim pickings.
Someone said
point.
Shave one eyebrow.
I'm not doing that.
Loser has to do a segment or two in an English accent. Oh, we do that for fun.
I was going
to
say, we don't need to do that.
Monica over here. Ready? Wow, I am not reading that text. We will get in trouble if I read that. Loser has to text their ex. I can't. Deleted her number. Don't know it. The
Wow. Come on, 940. You're doing too much.
The punishment should be that you have to go to the mall and tell five women they have a face for content. I do that for free.
Yeah.
Be Michael Jackson.
And Macaulay Culkin. Now, that one's kind of funny.
Who's Macaulay Culkin? Is that?
That's a kid from Home Alone.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I was like 90% sure, but I didn't want to throw a kid's name out there.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Okay. What? I don't like that costume. That feels kind of
Well, that and the fact that there's this presumed.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to dress as that. That's kind of. I'll let you fill in the blanks.
If you're going to be Michael Jackson, go by yourself. Be Thriller Michael Jackson. I don't know that, you know, what's a little Neverland or whatever the hell it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Neverland Michael. Yeah. We don't want Neverland Michael.
Nobody does. And you're going to kind of ruin the party vibe if you do that. I think you show up.
I mean, unless it's just that kind of party where everybody's just like off the hinge, then that's one thing.
A referee in Jalen Hurts? We should be a referee in Pat Mahomes. I'll let you be Pat Mahomes. I'll be a ref. I'll just be protecting you all night. Nope, friend's good. He's allowed to talk to her. Yep,
here's the thing. The party's, oh, look at that. Now, there's a real outfit right there. If we'd had time, we could have done a Dumb and Dumber outfit.
But that feels overplayed. No.
It's such a duo costume. Yeah, but it's a duo that doesn't you can't lose.
I want to do a referee. I'll be Rashee Rice.
And
you can be Mahomes.
And I'll be a Lamborghini.
You can be a Lamborghini. I'll just be throwing you into the wall all night.
That's it. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, look, it's a 12-3 or 1-4. I don't know. Is it 12-3? I think the party is.
Loser switches with Khaki Cav. That's to run the board.
Oh man. Yeah, no, I mean, loser has to wear skin-tight leggings to the gym. That's kind of funny.
That's embarrassing.
No, that is embarrassing. That is kind of embarrassing.
Rick and Morty, if only Fred knew.
I know who they are.
He would be a great Rick Sanchez.
Is he the guy with the lab coat?
Yes.
No, I would have done that.
I mean, we can do that tomorrow. I'm sure there's a Rick and Morty costume at every Halloween store.
I'm sure we could find some Rick and Morty gear somewhere. Like I said, my son's a big Rick and Morty guy.
Wear a dress at the next Fan Tolo outing. Probably not, but I might wear it to the party tomorrow. So I'll be Monica Lewinsky tomorrow at the party. And then on the fan cam.
Cheech and Chong.
Would it be better on the fan cam if I'm Monica Lewinsky? Because most of the people listening would know it is rather than people at the party. You know what I'm saying? And then we should be Rick and Morty at the party.
I mean, it's not a terrible idea.
I think I'd rather do that because then I can, not a bunch of random people are seeing me.
But here's the thing, though.
Rather than just the fan cam.
But here's what you got to keep in mind, too.
But then also it's documented.
So, like, I've got to, okay, so just a little peek ahead to what we got going on the rest of the week. So, Thursday's my last day here. I'll be back Saturday. But Friday, I'm driving to Kansas, going to go see my son play football. It's his week one of the playoffs. I was going to try to see if I could just watch it online. Hey, they're the 2 seed. The other team's a 15 seed. You should win. But it's the playoffs. Anything can happen. And even if they kick their ass, I still want to be there to represent the kid. So I will be out Friday night. I don't know who's filling in for me. Maybe Brendan Baxter, by the way, who'll be on with us 10 o'clock talking about college football. So I have no idea who's going to be here. I know it's going to be you, Trevor, and a third person. So that said, whatever costume we wear tomorrow, I'm just going to wear it on Thursday night. I'm not wearing something twice. I'm not going to wear something different.
I'll probably wear something different. Yeah, I mean, which one should I do Monica at the party or on the fan cam?
I mean, I would probably do Monica on the fan cam. Okay. Because it's, again, you're going to have to spend too much time explaining it tomorrow at the party. Yeah. And do you really want to go out dressed as a woman in public?
Probably not. I'd rather just do it at the fan studios.
Everybody will think you'll get a big kick out of it here at the station. I mean, right now it is the reigning G-bag of the day. So from a fan show perspective, it makes more sense to do it here.
So tomorrow will be Rick and Morty then.
Tomorrow will be Rick and Morty.
There you go.
Is that what we're going to do? Yeah. Rick and Morty?
Yeah. You can find that hat in 5 seconds in the lab coat.
That's it? That's all I got to do?
I promise you Spirit Halloween has a kit that's already done for Rick and Morty. You don't even got to go shopping more than one place.
Doing it.
I'm 95% sure.
Done. Rick and Morty. That's what I'm going to be for Halloween. So who am I? Am I Rick or am I Morty?
You're Rick.
I'm Rick and you're Morty?
Even though I have a Rick tattoo on me.
Yeah. Well, so I'm Rick and you'll be Morty?
I'll be Morty.
Done. Okay. We just figured it out. Fred's Rick and Blake will be Morty. All right. Fair foul coming up next. We discovered yesterday that I'm a mutant. And that almonds are not made for milk. What say us next? Well, stick around. We'll tell you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.